Let's open our Bibles to Matthew 10, verse 16, and we're just going to look here at when Jesus was talking to his disciples and he was sending them out. And he said, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and they will scourge you in their synagogues. And as we know, that was what happened. But he was talking to them about being wise as serpents. But he's kind of telling us, I think today, through this, for us disciples today, he wants us to be wise. And he uses a serpent because the serpent, he's talking about the wolves, he doesn't want us to be ignorant of the devil's devices. He wants you to be wise. So it's a symbol here of, you know, the serpent was the one that beguiled Eve in the garden, and she got deceived. And he said to be harmless as doves, so that's a sign of innocence. But he's also letting us know we need to know who the wolves, we're in the middle of wolves, we're in the middle of serpents. Don't be ignorant of his devices and know his plan, know what he's going to do. So if Eve was aware, if she was wise, well, first thing, a characteristic about a snake is they don't have eyelids. So they never shut their eyes. So they're always watching. They're always watching, and they're alert. So it's a symbol that we always need to be alive, alert, and wake up to what, you know there is an enemy. We're amongst wolves. And to know that we're supposed to be wise as serpents. Because remember how wise Satan, he was Lucifer. And he fell, but he was full of wisdom. Well, now it's wisdom that's subtle, it's corrupt, right? And we have the wicked against the righteous. If we go through the whole Bible, the Psalms, David's talking about the wicked. His soul is always vexed because there's wicked people. Well, in the New Testament, it says the wicked are going to get wickeder. They aren't going to get better. It says, let no man deceive you. So today we're going to talk a lot. Last week we talked about fear. Today we want to start with talking about being wise with the enemy's plan is not to be offended, because there's a lot of things we cannot control, but we have to guard our own hearts. I can't even tell you how many times I was tempted to be offended this week. Just yesterday we got something in the mail, and you know we have a P.O. box, and people can, they're free to share their opinions. And I started reading, and I just ripped it up. I thought, I'm not even gonna. She was mad that Tim had colors on. She was mad that I had colors. And I thought, you want us to all wear gray and black? And I thought, you know what? You're not gonna change me. I've always loved bright colors, and I'm staying with bright colors. I went as bright as I could today. Just all that to say is, guess what? Nobody, you can't change other people. So if you have a certain belief system, or you think you have to let God change people, we all have to let God change each other, because it's not our job to play Holy Ghost and control other people. And that's why one reason I've gotten off Facebook, I got hacked and then everything went weird, but I just got off. I was just, so many people were, this people, they believe this, they believe that, and then they're fighting underneath. And I was like, we don't need to, this is a time we don't need to engage with all this hatred and strife, but we can't stop it. We can control our own self, really, basically. So we're going to kind of get into that. So we need to be wise, smart, sober, and vigilant, and always on guard against Satan the serpent and his demons. And the Bible says a lot, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. In other words, he could say, my people aren't too bright. And the wisdom, the people of the world are wiser. Why? Because they use deceptive means. They use a lot of different things. And we have to know, we have to be wise. And we have to know when we're being manipulated, when we're being conned. Sometimes I'll watch the news and I'll get angry. I'm like, they are lying. They are lying to us. I don't like people deceiving other people. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. Because when I come out of a lot of this religious stuff that we were all in, I was like, these people were lying. They tell you if you sow a seed here, you get this harvest. If you declare this, you get this. And now people are devastated because they're finding out a lot of those formulas didn't work for them. Well, it's the same thing. This whole thing we're going to talk about today, we don't want to be deceived, because Satan is a deceiver. And he appeared to Eve as a wise serpent. So one of the things that I wanted to share, a couple things that we've already talked about, it'll make more sense now, but we're reviewing the battle plan of the enemy. I want to quote what I said a couple years ago. If you are to make any sense out of what is happening in our world today, you need to have truth backed up with knowledge and understanding of the Bible. Remember, you have to know what the Bible says, because God tells us his plan and he lets us know the enemy's plan. And he tells us in Matthew 24, let no man deceive you. We've been warning, don't follow men. A lot of the men that are giving you truth can also expose error. They can also give you error. So we keep our Bible, number one. And then also the Bible prophecy and the end times. And then I was sharing with you the New World Order. We need to know what that is, because all of our presidents have said we want a New World Order. Henry Kissinger, Bush, all of them along the line. And then as I was studying, and we're going to go just a little bit into history today about Germany, Hitler said he wanted a New World Order. And so a lot of these things, we're going to share just a couple things about what we've learned from history. But the main thing is, I want to make sure that we all keep our hearts right, because we all see through a glass darkly. You know what that means? We can't see everything right now. And even some of the Bible, it doesn't make sense until, wow, this is happening now. Now it makes sense. And different things, you know, in the book of Daniel, there's going to be times and understandings where men's knowledge is going to increase. And there's things that we can see now that 10 years ago we didn't know that we see now. So we have to know what the Bible says. In Psalms 2, I'm reviewing this, why, verse 1 through 3, why do the nations conspire and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth, the rulers of the earth, in Revelations it talks about, the kings of the earth rise up and the rulers band together against who? The Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their chains and throw off their shackles. So what are they doing? They're calling good evil, and they call evil good. So what happens when a nation forgets God? What happens when a nation turns their back against the Bible and the things of God? We start seeing a lot of corruption, and we start seeing history repeat itself from the Old Testament, even into some of the things that we're going to talk about today. So in review, what is the New World Order? It's terms used to describe the uniting of the world's superpowers to secure and maintain global peace and safety. Now, they're experts on how to keep yourself safe. Does that sound familiar right now? And security. So to describe it, it's the world superpowers, just like in Psalms 2, to secure and maintain global peace. Now, what does the Bible say when they say peace, peace? Beware. Why? Satan is a liar. Yes. And if you are following, you have to know he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So we don't want to follow lies, because when they say peace, peace, the Bible tells us sudden destruction is going to come. So its synonymous terms are one world government, global governance. Now we are called global citizens. Have you seen that? Sustainable development and Agenda 21. If you have not studied that while you still have the internet, you have to know what Agenda 21 is, because then you'll understand of a lot of the reasons why there are a lot of things that are happening. I don't want to get into that right now. But we have to know the battle plan of the enemy to be wise as serpents, so you're not deceived by the serpent. You have to know his tactics. You have to know his plans. You have to know that he wants to deceive you. And God doesn't want us deceived. He wants us aware, but he doesn't want us afraid. He wants you aware what's happening, but he doesn't want us to be afraid, okay? Because there has to be an antichrist system. And even when Jesus there, he said there's many antichrists even then, but now we know that it's coming into the antichrist system. So we have to know how God operates, and the Satan of this world, he operates absolutely opposite. God gives you freedom. God gives you liberty. Well, the God of forces, we've studied that before, demands you do certain things. All of a sudden now your liberties and your freedoms are taken away. And the more and more we see this system being developed, you're going to see more and more freedoms taken away. Now, Proverbs 4:23, let's look there. We're going to talk about our own heart right now, because everybody's got a different opinion. A divided house cannot stand. You watch, and I've got some doctor friends. We've listened to their opinions on things. You watch the news, you'll hear doctors. If you watch different people on YouTube, everybody's got an opinion. And somewhere along that, you have got to ask questions, and you're going to have to figure out what you and your family are going to do. And you have to follow the Lord and the leading of the Lord, but you have to know this is by design. The Antichrist will not come unless there's chaos. He is a creator of confusion. God is not the author of confusion. He's a God of peace and love and all these things. But Satan, he's the God of this world. He's going to bring massive confusion. And he wants the United States and other countries, he wants them divided. Because a kingdom divided can't stand. So we don't play. We do not play this game. I do not consent. I wasn't asked. I am not going to play division. I'm not going to play one of my friends against the other one of my friends. Everybody's allowed to have their own opinion. That's why I quit following everyone on Facebook. They were driving me nuts. If you know what I'm talking about. Because everybody's got an opinion. Everyone's a researcher now. And everyone's got their research to back it up. So you're going to have to make up your mind that you're going to love people no matter where they fall. Number one, I'm not the Holy Ghost. I can't tell you what to believe. I can't control you. I can't tell you this person's right or that person's, because at this point, there's so much confusion going on and so much misinformation. And all by design. This is meant for you to take, you know, right approach, left approach. Mask approach, non-mask approach. When we first started hearing about all this stuff, they said the mask is a death trap. You start, the CDC posted it, you do not want to wear a mask because they are a death trap and you are just breathing in your own air and it's not going to save you from anything. Now it's becoming like almost a law. So you got people now that are fighting and saying, well, you know, they said this and now they're saying this and who's confused? This is all by design. Don't play the devil's game of confusion. You got to be wise. You got to know he's trying to divide us. He's trying to, and they want a civil war. This isn't new to you. You need to study because this is what they want. They want to cause the kingdoms to divide. Kingdom against kingdom. Matthew 24, read that. So all of that saying, let people go through their own process. Let them believe what they want. Some people get mad. They say, well, there's no scripture for that. Well, on the other hand, there's no scripture that you should have a cell phone. So some things you're just going to have common sense. And you're going to, because some people are like, well, there's a lot of things. But there's other things that God expects us to follow him and his leading. And you can argue and debate all you want. But we're not going to. You know why? If we're servants of the Lord, we're supposed to keep our heart at peace and be at peace with all men. You know what you believe. Guard your heart because this is a day where the enemy wants people to betray one another. Wow. Betrayal is a sign in Matthew 24 of the end times. God gave us Judas to show us what betrayal looks like. Just kind of a funny, it's not really funny, but when I was in high school, I think it was only 17, but my sister, a bunch of us rented a cabin on Round Lake, and that was back in the day where people were, you know, I wasn't a Christian, my sister wasn't a Christian, we had a whole, I don't even know how they announced parties back then. I don't even know how everyone, all of a sudden everybody shows up, and I was always the mercy-motivated person before I was even saved, and I was always counseling people. I don't even know what wisdom I had, but anyway, long story short, there was this guy there, his name was Mike, and he was confiding in me how he was really struggling with drugs and that he had drugs on him. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. Oh, no. Okay, well, give them all to me. So I said, give them all to me. And I'm not going to tell you because we were out in this cabin, you know, and out in these woods. And I said, I'm going to bury them. And you will never know. You won't be tempted. You know, and it was white powder. So I don't know what was in there, but I know it was expensive. It was expensive stuff. And the only person I told was my one girlfriend. And she helped me bury it and hide it. Well, guess what? She betrayed me to the cool kids in our class. She went behind my back, and she went and she dug up all those drugs and gave them to all these kids in my class. And I don't remember how I responded, but I just thought, wow, that isn't a friend. Here I'm trying to help somebody out. And then I hear about 10 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, that same guy got a hold of me And he remembered when I was trying to get him off drugs back then in Brainerd and this whole thing. And he was now a counselor for drug. He was a drug addict. His whole life, he ended up losing his family, his kids, his wife, and everything because he didn't stop that back then. But I say all that to say, I was betrayed. Here I am trying to help this guy hide his drugs, and my so-called friend digs him up and gives him away. And the only reason I found out is one day I went to dig him up. I don't know why or so long ago, I don't remember, but they were all gone, and I had to confront her because she was the only person that knew. But anyway, betrayal in this time is going to be, you think someone's your friend, yeah. And you're going to find out, wow. And that's the thing we learned coming out of some of this religious stuff we did is there's wolves in sheep's clothing. And we've been infiltrated, not only just in religion, but also in every other area of government, politics, everything. Who's who in the big zoo, I don't know. But all we can control is ourselves, is what I'm trying to say, is make sure your heart is right with God. Make sure you're not getting offended. When somebody wrote me this letter yesterday, and I just thought, oh, good, another it seems like whenever you're going to preach on, you get tested, you know, and I just thought, I'm not even going to finish reading this letter because it starts off so whatever. But I get this a lot of letters, and through 40-some years, you have no idea how much... Everyone's got an opinion of how you should look, what you should say. Now it's what colors we should wear, that our colors were too bright. On and on and on. It's just like, oh, well, you have your opinion. Whatever. I don't know who this person is, but we have to guard our hearts. Matthew 4:23. Keep your heart with all diligence. We guard everything. We guard our cars. We have alarms on our cars. We have alarms on our houses and our property and all this stuff on our money. We let everything be guarded, but we do nothing with our heart. We let ourselves just get out of control. We don't control our anger. We don't control our words. We have absolutely no control, and God wants us to guard our hearts. What does it mean to guard there? It's actually like a military term. Take caution, care, and persistent effort. In other words, it's not a one-time thing or maybe once-a-day thing. Well, now I'm offended again. Somebody said this, and somebody acted like this, and someone gave me a bad look, and I had a mask on. They didn't have a mask on, so I'm going to glare at them, and I'm going to fight with them now. Well, you believe in this? You don't believe in this. So we're all going to fight now. We don't play. We don't play this game, okay? We have to respect people and love people where they are at. People are at where the level of information is, right? So don't let your heart go sour, bad, or deteriorate. Guard your heart. Protect it against what? Being offended. In the end times, many, not just a couple, people are going to be offended. And when you're offended, what happens? It causes you to stumble and fall. All of a sudden, now you're judging everybody. Now all of a sudden, you're the expert. And we've all went through this, haven't we? I'm the one that's right, and everybody else is wrong, and now we're in pride because we think we know it all. So we have to guard our heart. Matthew 24:10 says, many shall be offended. Many shall be offended in the end times. And now we're in the beginning of sorrows. Many more shall be offended. You're going to start seeing people offended. And they shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Now, offended means to cause you to be angry, resentful, or have wounded feelings. Because we like everyone to agree with us. And when people don't agree with us, we have to learn now to let people have their own thought processes. And you know what? Don't lose your peace over something you can't control. So to be offended means you got hurt or upset, or you're all bothered, or you're in a huff. Have you ever been in a huff? You ever seen people in a huff? They just storm off with smoke coming out of their heads. Well, don't let that be you. In the end times, you know what? To be stressful, to be fearful, all these things are not good for you. So we just have to stay calm, try to guard our heart, and let people have their own opinions. And again, you cannot change anyone. Have you tried to change your husband or your wife? How's that working for you? How's that working for you? Yeah. Only God can change his kids. Same thing with us. Save your own energy. Just if people ask you, but don't force your opinions on people because you're going to cause them to be offended with you. So what people say and do is based on their own set of fears, conclusions and attempts to survive. I saw this old poll, this is an old one, about what people are afraid of. And it said the most 10 strong human fears. The first one was failure, then death, rejection, ridicule, loneliness, misery, disappointment, pain, the unknown, and number 10 was losing your freedom. Well, guess what? This has changed now. Our number one fear mostly is losing our freedoms. Wow. But a lot of fears. People are afraid of snakes, public speaking, heights, spiders, needles, and getting shots. People are afraid of the dark. People have a lot of fears, but their fears are based, a lot of it, on their childhood. Did you have a strong, protective father and mother, or did you have a, you know, an alcoholic parent that just let in anything, or did a lot of our conditioning, we were raised as children, and now we're adults, but we still have to deal with certain fears. And one of the things God's always telling us is fear not, fear not, fear not. Well, it's a temptation when you turn on the news to be afraid. So I don't watch a whole lot of news. I only kind of do the updates of what I have to know because it was funny. Yesterday, I was watching something, and all of a sudden, another country came. What is it, South America or something Spanish? And they had the exact same news that we had. But, you know, I couldn't understand it, but I could see the pictures. And I had just saw the news, and I just saw the same, these little vials full of clear liquid on and stuff. And anyway, I won't go into it. I just think we're getting world news now. The news isn't just for America, but now we're getting all the countries are getting some of the same news. Wow. And I want to talk about that in a second. But we don't need to be our loved ones' therapists. If they call you and ask you, that's one thing. And some of you know more than others, but you know what? If they're not ready to hear or to get saved, or whatever, you just have to say, you know what, I'm not called to counsel everybody. Otherwise, you'll wear yourself out. On the other hand, there's going to be people that God's going to send to you, and you're supposed to say something, and that's going to click with them. So you have to really be led by the Lord and guard your heart, because if you think you're called to straighten everybody out, you're going to push yourself down people. You're going to have enemies. So try to be content. Try to be at peace with yourself and content regardless of what other people do, what other people say, or what other people believe, okay? Because only God changes people. And again, if you've been married for a long time, there's certain things that the other person does that drives you nuts, and guess what? You're not going to change them. So might as well just say, you know, they are there, that's the way they are, I'm me, this is the way I am. Some things you can change about each other, and some things, you know what, why make a big deal out of it? And you pick your battles, and you're going to be mad one day when you can't pick up this or that from your mate. Just be thankful they're still there to make a mess sometimes. That was for someone, because I don't really like messes, but offenses sever relationships. This is the main thing for all of us now. We don't have time to divide and splinter. God does not want us to break fellowship because we have differences of opinion. Guess what? We always have had differences of opinion. It's just more obvious now because people are on edge. People are posting stuff. People are, you know, they're under stress. And know that. People are under stress right now. If this is the way they relieve stress, let them be. Just let them be. Let God deal with them. Well, they're putting this out in this. That's not our problem. Wow. And what happens then? Offenses lead to bitterness, unforgiveness, and hatred, and betrayal. So now this person that you used to love, you hate him now. Well, that's not a Christian. That's not how God wants us to act in these end times. Amen? So just let everybody be. You guard your own heart. And another thing I wanted to share, something that I had before, a review, it might make a little more sense right now. Understanding the role of the media as the gatekeeper. And I have a lot of documents that I read from, and I don't share, but there's a lot of things. And I know that they like to share and control the narrative or the agenda. Okay, this has always been the gatekeeper decides what information goes forward and what does not. We are in the age of information wars. Now, I shared a long time ago, and I just want to review for 1 second, the ushering in the plan, we'll call it the plan, when Dr. Richard Day, he was the insider who was explaining what was going to happen in the future, and that the plan was, and a lot of, at that time, he was talking, he was head of the Planned Parenthood, and he was talking to a lot of doctors, and he was saying that the doctors are no longer going to be the elite doctors that were in the 70s and 80s, whatever. In the future, he said, they're going to be different. And we're seeing that right now. We're seeing a difference in doctors right now, that some of them are losing their jobs, and who knows what's all going on. But he said everything has two purposes. And you need to listen to this, and I've shared this before. Everything has two purposes: to make it acceptable to the people. Now remember, we have to be wise as serpents. You're not the devil, but sometimes you got to learn to think like him, right? He's a liar. So he's a deceiver. He's subtle. Now, if Eve would have been wise, she would have said, "You're lying to me. God told me the truth. You're the liar." Right. But she wasn't wise. She was beguiled by Satan. So God put that in there so we aren't. He doesn't want us to be beguiled in these end times. So he said everything has two purposes, and I see this happening right now, to make everything acceptable to the people. And the second thing he said is the real purpose, to establish the new system. And if you don't know, we are being established worldwide into new systems right now. Yeah. New agendas are being put in place right now. But they're using part A to tell people what they want to hear so that they'll accept it, because they can't just push their agendas along if people weren't deceived. Right. Do you understand? Yeah. We are not going to let freedoms go if we knew the truth. So they terrorize. They've always, and one of the plans as I was reading their doc, always bring in terror. They feed off of fear. God says, and I think that's why God tells us not to fear, because that's the enemy's system, is fear. We need to be awake and informed, but not afraid. Why don't we need to be afraid? God's our shield. And he's not some little shield. He's our shield, head to toe. God is our shield. Amen? So then he says, what we're going to do in the plan, I'm going to call it that so I can just get through with this, controlling who has information. And all of the elites have always said, whoever controls the media controls the world. Whoever gets the information, remember that. Whoever's putting out the information, and my dad used to tell me, it's propaganda. Well, I didn't know what propaganda was. Propaganda, when he was telling me this in high school, and now I know, it's when they only give one side of the story. When they tell you what you have to believe, that's propaganda. You are not allowed to question. You're not allowed to think. And this is one of the things that this Richard Day said. He goes, people don't think for themselves. He goes, they're too gullible. They don't question anything. And it's very easy to push our plans on them. Well, I want to say, question everything. If your husband doesn't agree with you, question him. Why don't you believe that? Have you studied? Because some of these people, they think they know it all and they don't do any studying. They're lazy. They don't even read anything. They don't read any books, and the books they've read from way over, they don't have a clue. And then you got to be wise on what's on the internet. There's a lot of fake news there too. So, you know, you just can't take one thing, and you got to learn. This is trial and error. You got to find out, okay, what's consistent? What am I learning? And know more and more, just like what we learned, that we're going to learn in Germany, the truth is censored. The truth is censored. And now we are getting to where, I found that out on Facebook. I just put some pretty healthy thing up, and it was taken down, said it doesn't match their, it was just something about getting sunshine and vitamin D3, and it was like, come on, everybody knows that. What's wrong with that? Because it wasn't propaganda. It wasn't pushing the agenda. And I said, I'm not playing this game, because I like to put out stuff that I know, and now you're not allowed to. It's just like, oh, we are being censored. Okay, and he said this is going to happen. He said control those who access the information, changing laws, and promote moral and social chaos. They want chaos. Guess what? We're not playing. They change the laws and they promote moral and social chaos. Well, you can see this. One doctor says this, and the other doctor says absolute opposite. And sometimes it's controlled opposition. They're paid to say the opposite. can't get into that right now. But anyway, they changed the laws. This is his own teaching. They changed the laws to promote moral and social chaos. They want division. They want you divided against your neighbor. Well, why? Because that's the devil. We have to be wise and realize we're fighting. The enemy has a plan to divide and conquer. God doesn't operate through confusion. He doesn't tell you one thing and then double speak and then tell you something else. And then you divide with your neighbor because you're saying, well, God told me this and God told me. His word is clear throughout. He doesn't cause, he's not the author of it. So he's letting us know, but the devil is. He's a confuser. He wants to bring chaos. He wants to bring division. And then he also said, and this might make a little more sense. Again, this is just reviewing my old notes. Restrictions on travel. He said, we're going to restrict people to where they go. We're going to start seeing restrictions on travel. You're going to have papers. You're going to have your temperature taken. You're going to have this and that and the other thing. Because they believe in their plan, people don't need to be flying around. That season is over. Is there going to be some flying? I don't know. None of us know. We're just looking through the glass darkly. But again, the plan of the enemy, know what your Bible says. And we are up against a new world order. And thank God he's warned us about that. So we know some of the plans. Some of the plans change. Some they change their minds often. So we are only seeing through a glass darkly, but we know certain things. We're going to guard our heart. We're not going to be easily offended. We're going to let people believe what they want. We're not going to fight over stupid stuff. Does it matter? Does it really matter? I mean, eternity, is this going to matter when we see Jesus? Are we going to say, well, you know, you like this and I like that? And, you know, some of this stuff, it doesn't matter. We're on the same side. But he said restrictions on travel. I'm not going to read all of them. Travel restrictions, and he said there's going to be an implanted ID card. This was in the 60s.
Wow.
And you can look up the implanted ID cards 2020, but he talked about this, these plans in the 60s. Mass psychology to control how people respond. This is him speaking, and behave. Mass psychology. Television. He said back in the 60s, there's going to be televisions to monitor people and the phone. And then he said also the TVs will be watching you.
Yeah.
Who even thought of that was happening back in the day? And then I want to just share the rest of this on understanding the media as the gatekeeper. Controlling the population, primary sources of information, is one of the most effective ways to manipulate and regulate the minds. What do you call this? Mind control. Tell somebody something over and over and over and over. You condition people. Multinational corporate mass media. For decades, and many mass media outlets have been both willingly and unwittingly aiding and abetting the manipulation of our minds. For what? Corporate interests.
Corporate.
The more we're going to see. Why can't you go here and here and here, but you can go to all these corporations? Because part of their plan is to have the corporations own things. So corporations' interests in carrying out their social engineering agendas.
Wow.
It's important to understand it's not so much what the media reports or how they report it, but what they do not report. Anybody that relies on the mainstream media today, you're actually deceived because you're following the world system. And if you're just connected to that, and you say, well, I'm going to read as many papers as I can, and I'm just going to read, and I'm going to follow all the, you have to know who controls the magazines you're reading.
Yeah.
Time. I was reading some stuff out of Forbes. It's very, very confusing because one of their magazines says one thing, and then one of their other magazines says the opposite. And they're owned by the same people. So you have to know that there's a lot of things going on, agendas being, division that's going on, doublespeak that's going on, and God doesn't want you deceived by it. He wants you to know, as the Antichrist system starts to emerge, confusion and chaos, remember, this is how he's going to come out, the Antichrist is going to come and bring everything what? He's going to bring order. Problem, reaction, solution. They cause a problem, the people have reactions, and then they bring the solution. Always how they work. That's how the enemy works. We've learned that before, but don't forget it, because sometimes people get under stress and fear, and they forget All these things we've been learning for 6 years. All right, let me finish this one article. He said, our job, this was the president of CBS News, quote, our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have, what they ought to have. Okay, so our job is to give people not what they want to hear, but what we decide. So if you're just listening to the propaganda on television, you're hearing only one side. Yeah, so you have to know we're in an age now, the end times, where more and more you're going to be deceived by the information that you hear. If you don't know what the Bible says to say, don't let any man deceive you in the end times, because we're going to see what Hitler did back in Germany. Now, since the internet opened the way for the non-traditional journalists to publish and express their opposing perspectives, now the mainstream media gets upset as the gatekeeper. They want to control things. And this is what they say, that everything is a conspiracy theory. Now, there is some flaky stuff, trust me. But there also is people that question agendas. And now they're all, right away it came out with, and even these all the preachers, don't get into conspiracy theorists now. Well, what is a conspiracy? The Bible says that the evil plot against the righteous. They conspired against Jesus, right? And in the end times, he said that they're going to destroy Christianity. I've talked a lot about destroying Christianity. That is not a tinfoil, because it's the truth. It's the truth. But because it's not being publicized out, like a lot of, if your preachers haven't prepared you for this end times, they're not walking with the Lord. Because true ministers have to prepare you for these times, because these are difficult times. These are times that you should have been prepared for, rather than your dream, and you can have this, and you can have that, and this, all the. These are going to be the most devastated people. And then they have to find their little words from that preacher every day just to, you know, and what do? They give you little clouds without water that say nothing. Oh, trust God. Trust God. You don't get any scriptures. You don't get anything but a little milk toast. Sorry, I didn't mean to go off on that. Conspiracy theory. Do you know even where that term came from? It was invented to disqualify those who questioned the official version of the JFK assassination. I looked that up this morning, and I'd heard that before. So all of a sudden, now, if you don't believe the agenda, you're a conspiracy theorist. So don't believe any conspiracy. Now, again, you have to take that in balance. But on the other hand, don't be so dumb you don't question things. You need to question. Remember, Amen. We're coming into some heavy deception. God told us, Matthew 24, don't let anyone deceive you. So what are you doing to offset that? Are you studying? Are you questioning the agendas? Because, again, there's some things we can't change, but we can know we're awake, we are aware, we're not fearful. God's prepared you. And thank God you've got friends. Know who your friends are in this hour that study as well. So not wanting to lose their gatekeeper function, the mainstream media, supported by its multinational corporate counterparts, actively tries to discredit alternative news as spreading conspiracy theories, and has been actively censoring. See now, why do you have to take down something if it's true? Why do you have to take it down? YouTubes are being taken down that are speaking truth. Why? Well, we have fact checkers. Fact checkers to what? To what the agenda is. And if you're coming to say something different, I thought we had freedom of speech, that we could all disagree and say things that we disagreed on, and it was okay. You have your opinion, I have mine. Well, something's changed in the last couple years. So now we have censoring those voices that disagree with the collectivist's propaganda. Many alternative news sources are now being deplatformed from social media, while others are being shadow banned, so their viewpoints are effectively censored. The news is being censored. Some people may pride themselves as being on top of current events by regularly reading the newspaper or watching the news. In reality, many of those same people are really ignorant of current events, since it's not only the news they hear and read that's important, but the news that they don't hear. It's what they are not saying, right? So there are certain topics chosen by those in the mass media that are completely censored in a media blackout. This is old. I shared this years ago. But it's happening. Now, Germany, a couple things I want to share about lessons that we learned from the past. Be aware, but not afraid. Okay, Germany, what happens when a nation forgets God? Here's a couple things I wrote down yesterday. Lessons to be learned in that period of history that, this is what they said, through propaganda and intimidation. Propaganda, what is that? It's just putting something out there over and over and over again. And what was it? What were they doing then? They were saying that there's a special race, that God's raising up a special race. So through their propaganda and intimidation or fear, ordinary people became a part of an evil movement. Wow. For the greater good. You got to get rid of these people for the greater good. What is propaganda? It's a form of communication intended to sway the audience through presenting only one side of the argument. What is this? It's mind control and it's censorship. What are we learning through experience of history? It teaches us once a government creates wealth, listen to this, out of nothing, it can postpone but not stop a collapse. Also, when people fear starvation, they surrender their rights and their freedoms. They accept censorship and the freedom to assemble. This is all from my book that I was reading from history. Through surveillance, now they didn't have all the technology we do now, but through surveillance, wiretap, spying, and rewarding those who betrayed their friends. By rewarding those who betray their friends, Hitler tried to control the citizens of Germany. Guess what? I can already see that happening. Oh, yeah. Turning in. Here's a number. Turn in your neighbor. Church leaders, too late, saw they were deceived. Wow. As Hitler broke his promises, he kept promising. And remember, we're supposed to be wise, right? Know how the enemy operates. He lied. He would promise them something. He'd promise the church leaders something. And they said they loved his speeches. They were full of freedom and they were full of liberty. But then when he got in power, all that went away. And they were mad. They were angry. He was lied to. They were deceived. You can tell somebody anything you want, but what do they do? What are people doing? It's not what they say and promise you. Remember my Hoya stories. Promise them this, promise them that. And all those Indians are going, hoya, hoya, hoya. And he goes, wow, these Indians are just so cooperative. They just are so excited I'm here. They're just cheering me on. And then when he went outside, one of the guides just said, look out for that hoya over there. Some cattle did some hoya on the ground. He's like, oh, no, they saw right through you. They saw right through you because why? They were wise. They were promised before your laws are going to change. We're going to give you more freedoms. And they knew that another politician was coming in and nothing was going to change.
Yeah, that's right.
Here again, church leaders too late saw they were deceived as he broke his promises. And what did he do? He crushed true Christianity. He crushed it. And I can't even read my, he changed the laws. Now I want to say something what the Bible says about changing of the laws. Psalms 94, verse 20, he said, the throne of iniquity frameth mischief by a law. Whatever they want to do, they can put an executive order now. Executive order, new law, new law, new law. Don't need to go through any checks and balances, just, you know, he's got authority that, and that's why when they start declaring national pandemics and stuff, you have to know all the executive orders that go into action right away. They're already, what's that? Yes, hundreds and hundreds. I've got a file of them. I stopped reading them. I was like, oh, wow. But here again, lies, lies, lies. He promised to respect the rights of the churches. All these churches will support you. Beware, Christians. Are we coming to this again?
Yeah.
The churches, they loved the words, freedom and peace that were found in all of his speeches. Again, it's not what they say. The devil is a liar.
Yep.
It's what they do. And God says in the end times there's going to be much deception. Much, 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 much deception. The laws of the state. The laws always reflect a nation's priorities, agendas, and values. There was also laws against treason. And guess what treason was? Anything they decided they wanted it to be. Criticism was treason. Freedom of the press was treason. Treason was whatever Hitler says it was. The laws of the state. What's our lesson? Whoever controls a nation's laws controls a nation's agendas and values. What's an agenda? It's a plan or a program. The Antichrist will change the world by changing the laws. Like some of these past things, he will begin with lies, then make laws, and the Antichrist wants to be worshipped as God. So what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego do? You know what? God might get us out of this, but we're not going to fall down and worship your God, even if we don't. If not, he says, I'm still not going to worship that false God. So if we're in situations we don't like, are you going to fall down and worship the Antichrist or the Antichrist system that's coming? It's coming fast. Psalms 94, yeah. Verse 20, throne of iniquity frameth mischief by a law. What do they do? Condemn innocent blood. Wow. You kind of wonder, what have we done wrong? They condemn innocent blood. Why? It's anti-God. The Antichrist wants to do everything opposite that God made. God made man and woman. He wants to make a different. He wants to make different genders. He wants to make this and that and all this and that. People get caught up in, and there's good people in all these systems. They got to get born again and get saved to see what's happening, right? But he said he's going to condemn innocent blood. And then God said he's going to cut them off. There's no sense if you trying to get all worked up. Vengeance is the Lord's. God's going to control this whole system. God's going to control it. But we have to know we're in an age of misinformation. So when you read your Bible, you realize he told us this was going to happen. He told us not to be easily deceived. The enemy wants to control your mind by repeating things over and over and over and over. Get you fearful. Misinformation's bad, and I'm going to close with this. This is kind of a funny story. It's a couple was going to a beautiful island resort, but they worked. They both worked, and they had different schedules, so they couldn't make the flight at the same time. So the husband decided he was going to go first. He was going to go get the room, probably put flowers in there, get it all ready for her, you know, and he would be there a day early. So he gets there, and he decides, I'm going to let her know I got here safe. So you know how he does. But he didn't know, because he was probably in a dark lit room or probably in a hallway or something down in the, who knows where he was when he did this quick email. He sent the email to the wrong person. He didn't send it to his wife. He misspelled the email. Have you ever done that? And he sent it to the wrong person. So he sends it to the wrong email. And a widow who just returned from her husband's funeral, he was a preacher, he had a heart attack, and he was called home to glory. So she was going on her emails, and she wanted to get some, you know, encouragement from her family and her friends. And all of a sudden now she checks her email, expecting some great messages. Instead, she found this. She finds this email. It says, to my loving wife, from your departed husband. Now remember, she just lost her husband. The other guy is trying to email his wife to let her know, hey, I'm down, I got here to the island resort, it's just fine. So to my loving wife from your departed husband, subject, I've arrived, just checked in, and I see everything is prepared for your arrival tomorrow.
Sure it's hot down here.
Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was. P.S. It sure is hot down here. Wow, that's information, right? And here's this woman thinking, oh, my husband's speaking from heaven and he's telling me he's preparing a place for me and am I going to die tomorrow? But that's what happens when we get misinformation. We get freaked out, worked out for nothing. But on the other hand, we need to wake up to see, you know, we're living in an Antichrist system. When a nation forgets God and the wrong leaders come into control, bad things have always happened to God's people. They were always captivated. Right? So that's why he tells you, you know, to not be deceived, but also know what's going on in the end times. A kingdom's going to rise against kingdom. Many are going to betray one another. But what are we supposed to do? Make sure you're not offended. Make sure you're everybody around you is going to act more and more fearful probably. Make sure you're not afraid. Make sure your hope is anchored. Your anchor. What is it? He's our anchor.
Yeah.
It's not an anchor that moves around. He's stable. He said everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. Why? It's men's systems. These systems that we're operating in, our government, our education, our monetary system, all the things we're dealing, were set up by men.
That's
right. So everything that can be shaken will be shaken, but the kingdom of God will not be shaken. So we're standing on the rock. We're standing on a firm foundation. Amen? So we have to make sure our hearts are not fearful. And let people be. Let them be however they want to be. Just make sure you keep your own heart right. Amen. Before God, have a conscience that's void of offense towards God and towards man. And everyone said?
Amen.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you. And see you next time.